6:07. Shane Michael-Hatton is here with It Says in the Papers.
If there was a factory down the road this morning producing these kinds of images, it would be shut down immediately. The quote is from Labour Party Senator Laura Harman, and it's carried in several of the papers to sum up the growing clamour over the Grok AI tool on X, the social media network, formerly Twitter, owned by Elon Musk. The Irish Sun, quoting the senator, says the call to consider banning X in Ireland comes as Taoiseach Micheál Martin denies the government is treating X with kid gloves because of Elon Musk's connection to US President Donald Trump. Under the headline, X marks the rot, the Sun says the government has yet to take any real action against X, even though their EU headquarters are based here. Mary Regan in the Irish Independent sums up the government's dilemma. She writes that the issue dominated the first day back for the Dáil. It's an issue that is at once global and local, she says, because the European headquarters of X is on Fenian Street, less than half a kilometre from Leinster House. It could become the focus of a new front in the battle between EU tech regulation and the US push for global dominance. She says the government is caught between the objective of not upsetting the golden tech goose that has boosted the country's finances and becoming increasingly accountable for the ethical questions about the activities of these companies. Iranian patriots, keep protesting. Take over your institutions. The Irish Daily Mail carries a screen grab of the message to Iranian demonstrators sent by President Trump on social media, as thousands are now feared dead in what the paper calls a brutal crackdown by the country's dictatorship. The president's message, with echoes of January 6th, is carried across the papers, and it ends with the claim that help is on the way. The Mail says the cryptic message kept the president's options open, which could include airstrikes against the Iranian regime. When asked what this help would consist of, the paper quotes Mr. Trump, "You're going to find out." The reaction to Circuit Court Judge James O'Donoghue's description of Dublin cyclists as having become a nightmare gets a lot of coverage. The Irish Times, among others, details how the same judge was fined €600 under the Road Traffic Act at Clifton District Court in 2012 after he pleaded guilty to failing to comply with a request for a breath sample from a Garda the previous year at Ballyconeely, County Galway. Finally, readers of today's papers might be forgiven for thinking themselves in a time warp throwback to an era when the price of the pint of Guinness was a national obsession. The drinks group Diageo yesterday announced the price of a pint would go up by 7 cents and Guinness Zero by 10 cents. The Irish Daily Star says the increase will translate to an extra 20 cents on the pint when VAT is included. The Irish Examiner quotes Diageo as blaming, among other factors, higher costs, including wage inflation and rising energy costs. Along with the other papers, the Examiner says publicans claim the price increases pile pressure on pubs already struggling to survive, and the costs will likely be passed on to consumers. You can take your pick of the inevitable headlines. From the Star, Guinness Sup of Records, Pint of Pain from the Sun, or Breaking Pint from the Mirror.